Limbaugh calls for Trump to appoint special counsel to investigate collusion hoax. By Pam Key on March 28, 2019. Thursday on Fox News Channel's special report, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh called on President Donald Trump to appoint a special counsel to investigate the origins of the Mueller probe. Limbaugh said, "There is no evidence of collusion. The man is lying through his teeth, and this is what I mean, that they are trying to keep this alive. I heard today in the New York Times, guess what, it is actually 300 pages and Bill Barr summarized it in 4? Are they serious? They really, Pelosi wants us to believe that Barr is lying about what is in this report and that there is evidence in this report. If that is true, then what must they think of Barr? And where is Mueller saying Barr is lying about this and I found collusion? I found obstruction. It is in my report. Mueller isn't saying that. Neither are the 19 pro-Hillary investigators on the staff saying that." He continued, "Swalwell and Schiff are lying to the American people because they can't give it up. It is outrageous and some of these people need to be held accountable. I hope the president calls a special counsel to look into this because the American people deserve to know how they've been manipulated, how they have been used. They deserve to know with the Democratic Party, the American left dissenting from the Obama administration attempted to pull off here. It better never happen again. This is probably the biggest political scandal certainly of our lifetime, maybe even longer." He added, "There has never been the evidence of collusion. I keep repeating this because I'm adamant the American people understand what is happening. This is a huge hoax that has been perpetrated that makes every other hoax that our lifetime pales in comparison. Not a shred of evidence, that FISA warrant. 4 of them were based on absolute lies put together by Hillary Clinton's campaign team. And they defrauded the FISA court to get warrants to spy people. It is outrageous to me." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.